Good morning. It's fun to watch those kiddos leave, and it was even more fun to watch Pastor Daniel do Time to Shine this morning. Friends, I'm so glad to be here with you today. We are going to take some time this morning to explore a sermon series we've been looking at called Evidence of the Kingdom. We've been pondering the idea of seeing evidence of the kingdom when we go through hardships, and even in those difficult times when we pause and recognize joy in the darkest of times. We see evidence of the kingdom when we invite new leaders into the church, and when we pray for them and encourage them in their walk with God. And today, we will continue that search for evidence through hearing the stories and reflections of our wonderful team that visited Spuheel this summer. Before we begin, let us listen for the word of God in today's scripture, coming from Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To give you a little bit of context for today's scripture of focus, this text comes from part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And if you look closely at Matthew 6, this particular part of the sermon is just under the heading in your Bible, Do Not Worry. This being the second time that I was going to Mexico with a group, I did not know what new evidence of the kingdom I would see while I was there. But I knew that this would be new. We were bringing youth for the first time. Remember what Jesus said, Claire, do not worry. I needed that reminder, as many of us do from time to time. But, of course, Jesus was right. I didn't need to worry. His plans were far bigger for us than my worldly concerns. As we each prepared to go, we spent time in Sunday school learning about the true reasons for our visit. And yes, we were going to build cisterns, but more importantly, we were going to build relationship with God and with all the wonderful people we would work with and get to know in Spuheel. What was God calling us to do? He was calling us to seek his kingdom first, to shift our focus from worldly concerns to spiritual priorities. It was clear to me as we boarded our second flight of the journey, this group had their spiritual priorities in check. We smiled and moved up to the front of the plane as requested by the flight attendant, and we left all of our bags in the back. And when it was safe to do so, our youth moved to the back of the plane, grabbed everybody's suitcases, and they weren't even asked. A small act of kindness, but I could see, even then, evidence of God's kingdom. Spiritual priorities were being shifted. And this was only the beginning of what our week together would look like. Each day full of hard work, shoveling sand and gravel, standing under the shade of a single tree to get out of the sun in between concrete loads, long van rides to and from the work sites. And each night, we would gather as a group around the table, and we would share our experiences from the day. Looking back now, I know we were sharing evidence of the kingdom. Some of that evidence included conversations through smiles and broken Spanish with the crew we worked alongside each day. Or maybe evidence was seen in the help of a friend topping off that last bucket of sand just when your arms started to feel heavy. And maybe it was in the beauty of God's creation, seen in the woven roots of a tree or in the wrinkled face of a hardworking elder. I know it was in the nourishing laughter and lunches of hand-peeled mangoes and sandwiches on our daily van rides. The evidence is there, my friends. And as you listen to our stories, I encourage you to shift your focus. Lean in to hear. The evidence of God's kingdom is not in what we do, but in what God does when we seek his kingdom first.
On our trip to Spuheel, I experienced realizations that have deeply impacted my understanding of human connection and divine purpose. One of the most significant takeaways was the realization that boundaries between people are not as vast as we often perceive. This connection is made possible through our shared faith in God and the Holy Spirit, which transcends languages and cultural differences. This was illustrated in my interaction with Ezekiel, a key member of the work group. Despite the language barrier, I spoke little Spanish, and he spoke little English. We felt a connection through our Heavenly Father. We worked side by side, communicating effortlessly without words. A simple glance was enough to understand when to lift the wheelbarrow or when to stop pouring. Our last day, as we prepared to leave, Ezekiel insisted on a hug and a heartfelt goodbye, expressing gratitude that transcended languages. I knew exactly what he meant, and it filled me with a deep sense of understanding and appreciation. Another powerful takeaway was the belief that God places us in each other's lives for certain reasons. This insight came from Victor, the leader of the operation and an elder in his church. At the conclusion of our work, Victor shared that while we thought we were there to provide physical assistance, our smiles and laughter were equally as important. They lifted the spirits of the community and gave them strength to continue.
Good morning, I'm Kennedy, and I attended the Mexico Youth Mission Trip. And this trip opened my eyes in so many ways I didn't expect. I was able to grow closer to the people I traveled with, building deeper friendships through the work we did together. I also felt a strong connection with the people we met in Mexico, the families, the workers, and the community. Even though we came from different places and backgrounds, there was a real sense of unity and kindness that brought us together. Something truly special that I believe will stay with me forever was visiting the pastor and his family. Not only were we warmly welcomed into their home for an incredible lunch, but we were also blessed to meet their two children, Caleb and Jose, some of the most joyful and inviting kids I have ever encountered. Although we didn't share a common language, we found other ways to communicate through laughter, games, and simple gestures. We played exciting games like Foursquare, kickball, and soccer, forming bonds that went beyond words. It made me reflect deeply on my own family, my church community, and my relationship with God. I felt God's presence in those moments. The joy, the connection, the love shared while passing the ball, aiming for goals, and cheering each other on. Despite the language differences, we built meaningful connections with each other and with God. During this trip, I came to a powerful realization. Genuine bonds aren't always built through words, but often through actions and the lasting impact we have on others. I also found a renewed sense of gratitude, recognizing how fortunate I am after witnessing firsthand what it means to go without certain comforts and privileges I often take for granted, such as filtered water and flushing toilet paper. Most importantly, God reminded me that true happiness doesn't always come from spoken words. It can be found in the effort we put into our relationships, in the kindness of our gestures, and in the love we show one another without needing to say a thing. This incredible week that I spent in Mexico with some of my best friends was filled with meaningful work, deep conversations, and personal growth. Our main mission was to help build cisterns for families in the community, a tangible way to provide access to clean water and improve their daily lives. While the physical labor was demanding, what made the experience truly powerful was the time we spent alongside the workers. As we shoveled sand and rocks into buckets, mixed concrete, and worked side by side, I began to see the beauty of partnership, not just in the practical sense of sharing a task, but in the deeper connection formed through shared purpose. Language barriers faded as we learned to communicate through gestures, smiles, and mutual respect. I saw love in the patience of the workers as they taught us, in the laughter we shared despite our differences, and in the encouragement passed between teammates after a long, hot day. Spiritually, this trip was a moment of growth. Being removed from daily distractions allowed me to reflect more deeply on my faith. I saw God's presence in the generosity of the community and in the way our group supported each other. It reminded me that service isn't just about what we give, it's about being open to what we receive too. I would like to take a moment to say thank you to Ms. Claire, Mr. Joshua, Mrs. Laura, Mr. Todd Luke, Mrs. Maria, my friends, and my family for not only making this happen, but for making this a truly unforgettable and life-changing experience. Through this trip, I felt my faith strengthened, not just by prayer or reflection, but by action and relationship.
Good morning. To start, I'd like to say that it was truly a blessing to be able to strengthen my relationships and connections with those who are on the mission team, whether it was through playing cards, climbing ruins, or the many talks and games from our long car rides to and from work sites. With that said, it was equally important to me to have been able to make new connections through the trip. This was made difficult by the language barrier between us and the work crew, as well as the local people. Despite this, I was still able to communicate in some ways, whether it was my limited Spanish speaking or simply through body language and hand signals. Specifically, getting to talk to Caleb, who was the son of a pastor in Spuhil, who we ate lunch with. I was able to ask him what games he liked to play and was able to enjoy playing kickball, soccer, and foursquare with him, which was definitely a highlight of the trip. This reminded me that love for our neighbors can be seen in small things which we don't even recognize as love. Rather simply just being present and sharing in small joy in small ways. In addition, finding out that Victor and his work crew's mission was largely linked to their duty as elders and deacons in their church reminded me of the commitment of people in our own church, like Jim Fry, who have made substantial efforts to contribute to our community. This put into perspective to me that although Charleston and Spruheel may be very different, God's love is very visible in both communities through the actions of people to help others. Being able to recognize these displays of love for our neighbors and community has most definitely contributed to my faith and my own ability to help others. Something which became apparent to me through the trip was that while I didn't always know what people were saying, we are all connected to some extent in our beliefs. Through Christ, we were connected regardless of our backgrounds, languages, or cultures. Regardless, we were still able to work and pray together, which unveiled a partnership which was able to transcend these boundaries or these barriers. This allowed me to see that we, whether we know it or not, are part of something substantially bigger than ourselves through God.
Good morning. We saw God's kingdom at work during our recent trip to Mexico. Our team of 5 youth and 3 adults spent 3 days working with the Water Cistern Ministry in Spuhil, and it was a week full of moments where we clearly saw God working through us and around us. Before we left, we had been discussing into Sunday school the curriculum when helping hurts and about how to serve with humility and how to build relationships. That set the tone for our trip. From the morning we left, there was a sense of purpose and joy in our group. When we arrived in Mexico, that continued as we met Todd Luke, the cistern crew, town volunteers, and began our work. The work itself wasn't easy. We were shoveling sand and gravel, filling 10 buckets at a time, and some of us, looking at the Dunians, even lifted those heavy buckets in the heat. But even in that, there was joy. We worked together, our team, the local volunteers, and the cistern crew. It didn't matter that we didn't speak the same language. Through shared work and effort, we were communicating. Relationships started to form. You could feel the Holy Spirit in those relationships and in those connections. One of my most memorable moments for me came on our third day and last day of work when Victor and Lucas from the cistern crew closed our time and work with a blessing and a prayer. One of our youth said after the prayer, before it was translated in English, "I don't know much Spanish, but I understood every word of that prayer." It was a clear sign of God's presence. Outside of work, we built relationships with people in the community. Todd's wife, Maria, prepared us wonderful meals that we would share around their table. We met some of their family. I especially enjoyed meeting his niece, Daniela, who would want to play with me each night. We also had lunch with Pastor Ellie of the Good Shepherd Church and his family, continuing to build a relationship that started last summer with our mission team. Even with the language barriers, we were able to connect through sharing meals, playing soccer, or just spending time together. Within our own group, I saw God at work too. The group bonded well, and each night we reflected on where we had seen God that day. It was meaningful to see how everyone was growing, not just in their faith, but in how they related to others. We also got to have some time to explore the community and found God's presence in nature through the monkeys sleeping in the trees at the ruins we explored, or the millions of bats we saw flying out of their cave at dusk. It was a reminder of God's presence everywhere. As I look back, I realize that for me, the kingdom of God showed up in very real ways. In the work, in the relationships, in the moments of prayer and laughter. We didn't go to bring God to Mexico. We knew he was already there. We were just fortunate enough to join in the work he was already doing with the Water Cistern Ministry. Thank you for supporting us through your prayers and encouragement. You were a part of this mission trip too, and we are grateful for that.
Good morning. If I'm being honest, I don't know where to begin. I can't even begin to describe all the ways that Mexico has changed me. Leading up to the trip, people tried to explain and describe what mission trips were like and how they changed your life, but I never truly understood what that meant until now. On that trip, I realized that God's love and acceptance is not just for one group of people in one time zone. God's love travels between different time zones, cultures, backgrounds, and languages. I felt the Holy Spirit a lot during this trip, but one of the most profound moments I will forever cherish is the prayer we did at the end of the week with the homeowners, locals, and volunteers. I was the youth she was talking about. It's the prayer we did at the end of the week with homeowners, locals, and volunteers. I've never felt the Holy Spirit more in a place than in the middle of that hot, small community that had no running water. This meant there was no running waters for bathrooms or showers. But you know what there was? There was a community of welcoming people who opened their homes to a bunch of random American teenagers, treating us to cold Coca-Cola after a few hours in the hot sun of making and dumping concrete. We were seen less as foreigners and more as family. That's something I will forever be thankful for. I learned very quickly that there was a language barrier, but that didn't stop the Holy Spirit from entering our spaces and showing us God's love. The end of the week prayer in particular was weird to me because it was all in Spanish, but somehow I felt like I could fully understand what was being said. I've grown up hearing the story in the Bible about people speaking in tongues and somehow understanding everything. And I never really understood the passage because it didn't make sense. They clearly were all speaking different languages. However, after going to Mexico and hearing that prayer and meeting those people, I'm starting to understand what that passage really meant. I can't fully explain that moment and how it made me feel. However, I do know that by going to Mexico, I've gained a whole new perspective and respect for people all around the world. Some of these groups of people may be lacking in physical resources, but what many of them have, that many of us, including myself, are lacking is the pure contentment of life. In the beginning, planning for this trip, I just imagined it as a final goodbye to being a member of our youth group. However, it was more than I could have ever expected. It was a journey I didn't know I needed to not only learn about myself, but also the world around me. This trip has helped me realize... Nope, just kidding. This trip has helped me realize that, yes, I'm closing the chapter of my life that included youth groups every Sunday and Montreat every summer, but I'm opening a new door to a future with a closer relationship with God and the church as a whole. Lastly, I learned that I will always be a child of God, no matter my age, just as Mr. Victor, Mr. Todd Luke, Miss Maria, and all the wonderful people I came in contact with over the week. I'm so thankful to have had this opportunity and will cherish it forever. Okay, let us stand and sing hymn 175, Seek Ye Faith, first.